Almost 2 years ago, Congress scrapped the No Child Left Behind Act. That law was despised by a lot of people who thought it was too punitive towards schools that were deemed to be failing. Congress replaced the law with something called the Every Student Succeeds Act. States have to let the federal government know how they'll comply with the law. Washington's putting the final touches on its plan before submitting it next month. More from 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
How can you tell if every student is succeeding? You have to track how much progress is being made, and you have to look at subgroups of kids by race or socioeconomic background, not just the average. State Schools Chief Chris Rakedahl says one aim of the state's plan is to present that data in a user-friendly way.
Maybe you want to look at how students are doing on eighth grade math scores. So you go to eighth grade math, you're going to see exactly how your school is performing relative to other schools. And then you're going to be able to grab a pull-down menu and say, I want to look at and see how African-American students are doing compared to the rest of the state. So we're going to give the citizens of the state an enormous visual database they've never had.
The state's draft plan is now up on the website of the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction. People can submit comments until September 5th. You can find links to the state's draft plan and public comment page by going to knkx.org. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.